Akedah is the yisod of the schus of Klal Yisrael. And the kach is a macheles. Yishchoites benoyis. The Medrash says, I think Rashi brings, macheles is from that schus we are eating till this day. It's the macheles. It's feeding us till this day. The schus, the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, because of the Akedah. It's the nesoyin, asor nesyonis nisna asor Avraham Avinu. This is the spitz, this is the peak of the Akedas that Avraham Avinu was nisnasa. Why? Because the Akedah is the total hisbatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ati odati, it says at the end of the Akedah, ki yirei elekim ato. There's a difference between an oyev and a yorev. An oyev does something for his beloved because he wants to be mahanehim. A yore is yore from the person he's afraid of because his decision doesn't make any difference. He's yore, he's totally vatal himself to the other person's opinion. If he's afraid of a threat, so he's yore. Or if he realizes the other person's wisdom is greater than his, he's yore. He's batlus of the das, of Odom, Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ati Yodati Ki Yirei Lekim Ato. It's not enough for Avraham Avinu to go through history and to have children who receive the Torah and everything else that goes into Klal Yisrael with being an Oyev of Hashem. It has to be an Ahava together with a Yiro, an Ahava based on his batlus to Otzen Hashem. That's what the Akedah is. The Akedah takes everything, all the midas of Avraham that we have until now, which are all Ahava, which are Dveikus, Mesilas Nefesh for others, Mesilas Nefesh even for Stoim. Mesilas Nefesh, out of Ahavas Hashem, spreading the word of Hashem all over the world, but it's because of Yiro. You can be very, you want to spread your ideas to the whole world, but you do it because you have a Hanoi, that your ideas are being accepted. It gives you a COVID. Look, I'm prevailing over the whole world. I thought of an idea, and look, everybody's changing because of that. Everybody's doing it. That could also be a kavone, and Avraham Avinu spreading, teaching everyone by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. It could be because, look, I realize with my great mind that there's one Borei Olam, Hashem Echad, and now I'm teaching the whole world, and I realize that that's the tikkun of the whole world. But he could be thinking that he's a success. His motivation in doing it is to prevail over others, to teach others, to be a mashpia over others, to have other people's das be bottled to his. But now with the Akedah, we see that it's not because of that. The Akedah wasn't an inyan that he has to prevail over others. The Akedah, we see that there was no life without Rotzen Hashem. That's how he was mashpia on others. How can you not be an Oyved Hashem? How can you not be a Maimin? What is your life worth if you don't listen to Rotzen Hashem? That's the Madrege of Yirei Elokim Ato. So even though it's Avraham Oyhavi, Avraham is the Oyev of Hashem, but unless it goes together with Yiro, it's not enough to be at a Madrege that his children and descendants and Ad Seif Kol Ha'Doros, the Bias HaMashiach, should be Am Yisrael as we are today. That's a Macheles, the Macheles of Avraham Avinu, that from which we exist till this day, we can eat, we survive, is all because Avraham Avinu was Mevatel his Rotzen completely to HaKadosh Baruch. And because Avraham Avinu did that, we have the Koyach within us to be misbatel to Rotzen Hashem, not to think about ourselves. No other Am has that Koyach like we have, the Koyach of misbatel to Rotzen Hashem. That's what we mean whenever we mention the Akedah in davening. Akedah Yitzchok L'Zarayim Rachamim Tizkor, and we constantly mention the Akedah. It's because the Akedah is the Koyach that we have within ourselves, and not just commemorating or bringing up the memory of a forefather of Yitzchok. It's because Yitzchok bequeathed these kliches into every Jew. Avram's Mesiras Nefesh and Yitzchak's Mesiras Nefesh, they're bequeathed into every Jew. That Yiras Shemaim, that we're in his battle, the Rotzen Hashem. That's an important, Akedah is the Yisod of Klal Yisrael. As I mentioned once, it's interesting that those who believe in the Goyish culture, where everything is centered around man, nothing is centered around the Rabbeinu Shlom, that's what Western culture is, everything is centered around man, they can't understand the Akedah. How could someone go and sacrifice his son? Everything is man. You can destroy life because of that. Because that's the direct opposite of how a Jew looks at the world. A Jew doesn't look at the world as center as man. Center is the Rabbeinu Shlom, and man is supposed to be subordinate to him. As a Medrash Rabbah, which puts all of this into beautiful, beautiful focus, what the whole nechama of a human being is against the shita that believes that man is the center of everything. It's the Medrash in the end of Vayero. On the pasuk Vayom Yitzchak al Avram Aviv, Vayemer Avi. Medrash says like this, Bola Samuel, Samuel is the Malach of Ra. It's like the antagonist, the Klal Yisrael at Samuel. It's like the Yetzer Hara, the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world to entice us to do averes. Bola Samuel, Eitzel Avinu Avram, he came to Avram Avinu. Omale, Sabo Sabo, Ibadto Libcho? Old man, have you lost your mind? Ben Shenidin Lecho, Lekuf Shono, Ata Helech Leshochtai? A son that you had when you're 100 years old, you're going to kill him. Yet first time that the Yetzer Hara is, the Koyach Hara is, the first time it is that you're making a mistake. You're not thinking straight. Can't be. You're not reasoning properly. A son that you have 200 years, you're not going to have another son. Miracles don't happen every day. And here you're going and killing him. Can you do that? The first time of the Yetzer Hara is to be misapik us. Chavis Avovah says, same thing. That the first time of the Yetzer Hara is to make you in doubt what your principles are, whether you're thinking straight. Sabo, sabo, ibadto libcho. Have you lost your mind? You're giving up everything, the whole world. In our terms, it would be you're giving up the whole world for Olam Hazeh. You could be rich, you could be wealthy and famous. You're giving it up to sit and learn a yeshiva, sit and learn a kollel. Ibadta libcho, you're out of your mind. That's where the real life is. Listen, so Omalei, Avraham Avinu answered him, Omalei, Almanas Cain. Yes, I'm doing it, even though I know fully well that I have a son to 100 years, I'm not going to have another son. I'm going to shecht him, and I know I'll never have another son. Almanas Cain. First thing is he remains with his confidence, a person remains with the confidence that what he heard, what he learned in the Torah, what he heard from Hashem is the truth. And the rest doesn't matter. Almanas Cain. Doesn't make sense to him. He's not going to have another son. Almanas Cain. Then comes another time of the Yetzer Hara. For that, you have to have Akdomen here. When the Nochosh enticed Adam Rishon to do the Chava, to do the Chet, the Nochosh said, what's the lesson is? המכל עץ הגן לא יסחלו, האם אמר לכם, האם מכל עץ הגן לא יסחלו, did Hashem tell you not to eat from all the עץ הדס, all the עץ in the גן עדן? Then he told him, כי יודע לכם, כי ביהם החולך ממנו מויס תומס. ויעזם כלהים ידי תברו. Hashem knows that when you eat from the עץ הדס, you'll be like Malachim, Yede Tevero, Yisak Elohim, Hashem, Yede Tevero. There are two times here. First time is, did he tell you not to eat from the Eitz Hagan? Can you survive? You're not going to eat anything. Now he tells you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, tomorrow I'll tell you not to eat anything. You're going to die. Second time he says to him, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll be like a god that can create the world. The Vilna Gaon Aderes Eliyahu says, these two tainis are the constant tainis that we hear from the Yetzirah. And a person has to know that these are tainis of the Yetzirah because we're constantly bombarded by these arguments. And we have to know that these are arguments of the Yetzirah. The first argument is of the Yetzirah, if you start keeping mitzvahs, you start keeping what the Torah tells you not to do, you won't be able to survive. The Nochash says, you can't eat from any one of the eights, the tree of the fruits of the Gan Eden. You'll starve to death if you start listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told you, he fooled her. He told her that Hashem said, not to eat from any of the trees. But he's saying that's implicit in that argument of Hashem, that he's going to stop you from eating all the trees soon. You're not going to survive. So the first argument of the Yetzirah is you can't survive by keeping Torah mitzvahs. You can't survive physically unless you give into your tithes. You can't survive emotionally. You can't survive financially. You can't survive by giving unless you give into your tithes. Your tithes for physical pleasure. Your tithes for wealth. Your tithes for COVID. You can't survive unless you have these things. No one can survive. That's the first time. And the second taina is of the Yetzirah, the direct opposite. He says, "V'yisem kelohim yedei tevero." You'll be like a malach, you'll be like God, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas. It's a mitzvah to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Second taina is that it's a mitzvah to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And these two tainas constantly follow us around. It's impossible to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, or it's a mitzvah to do an aveda. Two things. That the Vilna Gaon says, I mentioned this before, but Vilna Gaon says is a pshat. In davening we say, Tayr libeinu lo'avdecha be'emes. Tayr libeinu, we shouldn't have a yetzirah that should overpower us. Lo'avdecha be'emes, we should know the truth. We shouldn't fool ourselves that what we're doing is really a mitzvah when it's an aveda. Is a mitzvah when it's really an aver. So here comes Samuel with the other tainus. After trying to be misapik us in our, Avram has lost his mind. So the Malach says to Avram Avinu, "V'menaso yisro yoseh mikan at yochalamid." And if Hashem will test you with more things than this, will you be able to stand? Keep that nesoyin. He's testing you something which is impossible to keep. He'll test you with more things which are more impossible to keep. You can't keep nesoyinus. You can't survive this nesoyin. How can you possibly undertake to do something that you can't survive with? How can you undertake to do Asan Hashem if you can't survive if you do it? That's the time of the Yitzhar. It's impossible. You cannot keep mitzvahs. You can't, because it's an impossible task. The nisyonos are too great. But people say sometimes, why do I do an avera? I'm not a malach, meaning to imply a human being can't withstand these yetzirah. I'm not a malach. But every mitzvah that you're given means that you can withstand it. You can withstand it. Because it wouldn't have been given to you unless you could withstand it. So Avraham Avinu answers on that. Om Alevi, yes, I'll deign. Yes, I'm ready to do even more than this, Nisoyim. I can withstand them all. Finish with these two tainis. Om Alei, L'mocha ha'im alecho, Shofir dam, if Hashem will tell you tomorrow to murder somebody, tomorrow Hashem will say to you, Shofir dam at, you're a murderer. Tomorrow Hashem is going to hold you responsible for what you're doing now. Yeah, this is the other time of the Yitzhak. It's a mitzvah. You're doing an avere by doing a mitzvah. Tomorrow Hashem will tell you, you're guilty of murder. Not just some murder. You murdered your own son. You're doing an avere. How could you be going to do an avera? This other time of the Yitzhahor. Lov t'cho be'emes. The Yitzhahor tells us that what we're doing wrong is really a mitzvah. Not to listen to Hashem is a mitzvah. I'm keeping myself with Shvichas Domim. Amalei. Amenas Kein. Abom said, I'm ready to do it. Afal pi Kein. I don't care. Let him take me to Bezin because I'm a Shofir Dam tomorrow. But right now I know there is a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to do it. Bo lo yitzel Yitzchok. He wasn't successful with Avram. He came to Yitzchok. This Amor, this Malach of Avra. Omaloi. Behod alufto. You poor son, he's going to shecht you. Why don't you resist? Omalei, omenas kein. Omalei, im kein kol oisen apar glazios, sh'os imcha li'ishmoel, san yereveise, yehusu. Kol apar glazios, sh'os imcha, all the different ornaments that your mother made for you, clothing, the ornaments that he made for you, she had a son when she was 90 years old. So all of those, she was so happy with him, she made him clothing and ornaments. All of those ornaments that you have, Yishmael Sanei Beisa Yehusa, Yishmael, the hated of your house, will inherit. V'ato incho machnis v'libcho, and you don't bring that idea into your heart, you don't think about that. That everything is going to be inherited by Yishmael when you die. Kadloi seil mila teil palgit. There's an expression that sometimes if somebody doesn't believe everything, he believes half. This argument entered Yitzchok, and he turned to his father and he said, "Vayem Yitzchok avom avi, avi." Ovi Ovi, Loma Ovi Beis Pomim, Kdeshi Ismala of Rachmim. Yes, Yitzchok was moved by this argument. And he turned to his father and said, Ovi Ovi, you're my father, have Rachmanis on me. Yeah. All the other arguments didn't penetrate. This argument penetrated. The Teretz is, it penetrated because it's true. If he'll be killed, Yishmael will be the only son of Avraham, and he'll take over Avraham Avinu's what he has to do in the world. There won't be a son Yitzchak, but there'll be Yishmael. And that'll be a big chil Hashem. Yishmael won't be able to carry out. He's a pera odom. He won't be able to carry out Avraham Avinu's mission to the world. So it's a chil Hashem. He thought to himself, yes, if I get killed, the terrible Chil Hashem will happen. Yishmael will be the descendant of Avraham Avinu, the only descendant. So he asked his father, have rachmanis, maybe you should reconsider. He didn't receive the commandment from Hashem. So the word ends in his heart. He thought maybe Avraham Avinu made a mistake, because it can't be that something which is against the Kvod Shamayim, anything is against the plan for the Briya, that there should be a descendant of Avraham Avinu, that should become Botel. That made him suspect that maybe Avraham is wrong. Ovi, Ovi. Vayomer, Avraham answered him, Hinei Eish V'Ra'itzim. Here's the wood, here's the fire. Omar le Yitzhof Ahu Gavro de Yisabe Yigabe. Let that person that tried to entice me be shouted down. Let the Samuel be shouted down. This chazal needs to be a deep chazal, but I think that's a superficial pshat. These are all the possible tightness of the Yitzhof. All of them were withstood by Avraham and then by Yitzchok. Why? Because they had nothing in their lives but living for the Rotzen Hashem. That's what a Jew is. That's why it's the Yisod of a Jew. Now, of course, what's Taka Pshat? In Avraham Avinu received a promise, Ki Yitzchok Yikor L'Chozora, and now he's told to Shecht Yitzchok. What do you do with the steer of the Psukim? So the Medrash asks this. Esmo, Avraham said, after the Akedah and after the Malach told him not to Shecht Yitzchok, he asked Hashem, Esmo, yesterday you said to me, Ki Yitzchok Yikor L'Chozora, now you told me to bring him as an oilo. So it's a stira between the two. So the Baruch Shalom answered him, I told him, and now you told me, Atishlach Yotcholana, don't stretch out your hand to him. Baruch Shalom answers him, I just told you to bring him up on the Mizbeach. You brought him up, that's enough. There's no stira between the psukim. The Brisker Rav says, ask a kasha here. Avraham Avinu should have asked this kasha at the very beginning, as soon as he was commanded. He was told originally Yitzchok Yikor L'Chozora, and then he's told Aleu Al Achar Ahorim Shalemar Alecha. Told him to bring him as a korban. He should have immediately asked. It's a stira. What did you say before? Now you're telling me the opposite. This guy says no. The fact that there's a stira does not concern a person, a human being. If he hears a Tzivri from Hashem, in Hashem's mind, there's no stira. He's mekabel what Hashem tells him. In human mind, there's a stira, but Hashem's mind, there's no stira. But now, there's a halacha. Shnei ksuvim makrishim zeh, ad sheyova kosav ha-shlishim yachriya b'nehem. There's a din, one of the yud gimel midos she'atorah nidreshes b'hen is, that when two psukim contradict each other, there is a third pasuk which solves the contradiction between the two. Now he heard another commandment. Now that he heard this third commandment, now he can learn what Dvar Hashem is. He has a third pasuk. This third pasuk is going to be machriya between the contradiction. He now has a solution for the contradiction. He's learning Torah. Learning Torah is listening to Dvar Hashem, and listening to Dvar Hashem is learning Torah. Avraham was listening to Dvar Hashem, who told him, Haleo lo'ilo. That's a contradiction. He heard only two dibuim from Hashem. Contradictions are not for human minds to fathom. But now that he hears that there's a third pasuk, Atishlach Yotcholana, now the halacha is that you can fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's contradiction by using a third pasuk to be machriya. So you wanted to know, how is this third pasuk machriya between the two contradictions? The answer is, I told you only haleu l'oilo, bring him up as an oilo, but you brought him up, now you can take him down. Again, totally zbatlus, even a contradiction doesn't bother him. The Sotan wasn't even arguing about the contradiction of Hashem. The Sotan was only arguing Avraham Avinu himself. for his own, how he thinks. So first the Satan told him, you don't think straight, svekas. First thing is the Yetzirah put svekas into your heart. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe that's not a mitzvah to do. The second thing he tells him, how can you keep a mitzvah if it's going to be impossible to live with it? The third thing he tells you is, that you, what you think is a mitzvah is really an avera. And the other, vice versa, what you think is an avera is really a mitzvah. He confuses emes with sheker. That's the third argument. And finally, he tells the truth. He tells Yitzchak, he didn't tell it to Avram, he tells Yitzchak, who didn't hear Dvar Hashem, there's going to be a chesaron in Kvod Shamayim if you die. It's the truth. He argues the truth. Avram says, Afal Pikin, Hashem told me to do it. That's the Kvod Shamayim, is listen to Dvar Hashem. This is the Akedah is therefore the Yisod of Klal Yisod, because that's what Klal Yisod is. Kabbalas el Malchus Shemayim, without Sveikis, if it's a mitzvah in the Torah, we keep it, whether we understand it or we don't understand it, whether we think we can live with it or we can't think we can live with it, whether we think it's an Avera or it's a mitzvah, that means is batlus to Ratzon Hashem. Ati Yodati, we say at the end of the Akedah, ki yirei Elokim ato. Avraham Avinu is yirei Elokim. He's mitbotel completely to Hashem, not just an oyev Hashem, but he's yirei Shemayim also. He's yirei Elokim ato. Lechosachto as bincha as yichidicho mimeni. So this is the building block of Klal Yisrael. On the one hand, Avraham, on the other hand, Yitzchok, both is battle to Ratzon Hashem, and both together give birth to Yaakov, who goes through Tzores his whole lifetime, builds Klal Yisrael, all with his battles to Ratzon Hashem. That's it. Finally, his descendants stand in Har Sinai and say, Nase v'nishmo, further, his battles to Ratzon Hashem. That's the Yisod of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Akedah is the Macheles. It sustains us to this day. All of this is not just a medrash, but it's partially a guideline. It's like a map for our daily lives, a map how we should respond to blandishments of the Yetzer Hara. What should we be, what do we expect to hear from the Yetzer Hara, and how we respond? We expect to hear, we're confused, we don't know the facts, we expect to hear that it's impossible to keep Torah. We expect to hear that what we think is an aveir is a mitzvah. We expect to hear that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to, we need to remember that we're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, who can withstand all these Yitzorim, all these tainus. We have it now in ourselves. Yirei Elokim Ato, we're bottled to Ratzon Hashem. We don't need explanations even to steal this of psukim, unless part of the process of learning Torah. Unless there's a pasuk hashlishi, that's machriya b'neim. Otherwise, we don't even bother with contradictions in Torah. We just have to try to understand it, try to look for that third pasuk. That's machriya b'neim. That's the avodah of a Jew, is his battles to be not only a oyev Hashem, but to be a yirei shamayim.